here is the host of Sports Call, JJ Jackson.
Welcome on into hour number two of Sports Call here today. I am JJ Jackson. Joining me today, Tom Peavy, Ryan Lavoy, inside our studios here on South College Street. Good first hour of the show today. Hoping for great things in the second hour as well. As all show long, we will pay tribute to our friend, the late Rod Bramblett, and his wife, Paula, who passed away tragically in a vehicle accident on Saturday. Thanks again to basketball head coach Sonny Smith for joining us in hour number one and talking about what a pleasure it was for him to call Auburn men's basketball games all those years right here on the Auburn Sports Network. We start off hour number two by going directly to our phone lines, and another friend of our program, Cole Kubelik of the SEC Network, now joins us. Cole, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Cole, when you think about Rod Bramblett and the life that lived, what are you going to remember most about him?
I will remember Rod as a role model. I think when you look at the way that Rod carried himself in a lot of different ways, be it as a husband, as a dad, as a mentor, which he served to me on multiple occasions, as a friend, as a member of the community, and then obviously as a professional broadcaster, he excelled in every aspect of his life. And that's what I'll remember him most for, is just what kind of a human being he was. And Rod was an Auburn man. That's why I think if you went back and you said that Rod Bramlett's boss at one point in time would have tried to tell him he needed to be more neutral on his calls to games, I'm not sure Rod could have done it, because the energy, the passion, the excitement, the elation that Rod Bramlett brought across during his calls of Auburn athletic events, that was him. That wasn't orchestrated. That wasn't constructed. That wasn't brought upon by a paycheck. That was not affiliation by employment. That was him. That was him. That was his raw emotion. That was the way that he felt. And I don't think that he could have done it any other way. And the way that he did it was great. So I remember Rod as a role model and somebody who that we should all probably be, or at least attempt to be, like a little bit more in a lot of different aspects of our lives.
Sure. And Cole, as we said, talking with Coach Sonny Smith in the first hour of our show today, and then several great phone calls from our listeners as well, the fact that Rod was able to call, you know, baseball, men's basketball, and football for so long, just how difficult do you think a task that was for somebody?
It's tough. I mean, I think back to when Rod took over for Jim Fife. And there were a lot of people that doubted him. There were a lot of people that doubted that was the right move, because I think that there was obviously a short period of time in which that decision had to be made, very similar to now. I mean, that's one of the more eerie parts about this was Jim lost his life in the same month after his final basketball game that he called was a one-point loss in the NCAA tournament to a team that would go on to win the national championship. Rod Bramlett loses his life in the same month after his final basketball call being a one-point loss to a team that would go on to win the national championship.
Wow.
So, but Rod not only proved all those people wrong, but he excelled. He became great. I think he was great at his job. And I think there's no better way to tell that than the people who were consistently annoyed by his calls, that cheered for the teams that he was not broadcasting for, and the people who took pride in hearing him call Auburn's failure. To me, that no more than anything else states that he was doing his job well, because Rod's primary audience was Auburn fans. Rod was there to call games and give an Auburn perspective, and he did that, and he did it well. And one of the other things that I thought he did well was he brought the listener to where he was. He brought you into the arena, to the baseball diamond, to the stadium that he was calling the game at, and he was exceptional at doing that, making you feel like you were there. A lot of guys can call touchdowns, interceptions, sacks, tackles, and running plays, but very few guys have an elite knack of being able to bring you inside to their arena, be able to take you to where they are. Rod could do that, and Rod did that very well. And it wasn't the only thing he did well, obviously, but that was one of the things that I think separated him from a lot of other broadcasters, and one of the reasons that he will be difficult to replace. And I think it was. I remember it was a big deal of whether or not he was going to carry on Jim Fife's touchdown Auburn, and he did. And I would assume that the next Auburn broadcaster will do the same thing, not only to honor Jim, but to honor Rod as well.
Cole, what are your first memories of meeting Rod and your first impressions that he left upon you?
Well, I mean, I was around Rod when I was a player, when I was in school. And, you know, he didn't do as much for football as he has the last, well, I guess what, almost 20 years. And I mean, obviously, I knew him a little bit being a student down there and being around him and meeting him then. But I really got to know him once I got out of school and I had the opportunity to do replays with Andy Bertram for CSS. And obviously, we traveled with the Auburn Network. So oftentimes, I would be on the pregame or postgame show with Rod. And then, of course, since I've been calling games for the SEC Network, he would always ask me to come be a part of the pregame show if he knew that we were going to be there in the stadium. And I enjoyed visiting with him there. And he and I share the Tiger Trek circuit as well, of speaking at the ambush tours and different things like that. You know, we sort of rotate hosting those with Coach Malzahn over the years and now with Coach Malzahn and Coach Pearl. And so we would often talk about those things. So I met him in very different capacities of my life. And the thing that sticks out about when I first met him and when I last spoke to him was he had the exact same energy and he was the exact same human being every time you spoke to him. And it's what made him great.
Cole, you said that, you know, Rod was a mentor to you. Anybody that ever listened to any of your interactions or watched, you know, however it was, but away from the microphones, what were the interactions like that lead you to call him a mentor? What were some specific things that he did to mentor you for you to become the broadcaster that you have actually become today?
Well, the first thing he did was lead by example. And I think the main thing that Rod did, it's interesting. I found a tweet from him that he sent out, and it was he and I and Stan White doing the recruiting day, signing day special. And he, something to the effect of, you know, these guys make it easier. These guys make doing my job easy. Something like that. I'm trying to find it right now. If I get to it quickly enough, I'll share it with you guys. But the funny thing about when I read that was, and I went back and obviously I found it after this whole thing took place. The funny thing about that was Rod's the one that made it easy. The broadcast was never about him. He never tried to dominate the broadcast. He tweeted, this is on February 3rd, 2016. Long day, but these guys make it easy. And he tags myself and Stan White on our hashtag AUNSD16 set back on the air at 2. Rod's the one that made it easy. Because Rod never tried to dominate a broadcast or never tried to be the only voice that was heard. He wanted to set you up to make you sound better. And I think by leading by example, that was the first thing that I took away from him, was that he wanted everybody else to sound better. That was his initial goal on every broadcast, whether it was in studio for a signing day special, whether it was during a game, whether it was a pregame studio show, whatever it was. He wanted everybody else to sound better. And he felt it was his job to make them sound better. That's how selfless he was. And then we had numerous conversations about, Rod, how can I get here? Rod, what do I need to improve upon? What am I doing well here and there? And a lot of those conversations would be with he and Andy Bertram and maybe even Stan White as well, because he knew I wanted to go other places.
Sure.
And he and I had conversations when I didn't take a deal to renew at Auburn to do CSS games when the inventory was shrinking and I went and did Sunbelt games for a year. You know, and he kind of told me, man, I can't believe you'd leave Auburn to go do that. But that was Rod, because he was living his dream job. And my dream job was to do college football games every week, so I knew I needed to go do that. But that shows you the kind of Auburn man that Rod was.
Cole Kublik of the SEC Network joining us here on the Tuesday edition of Sports Call. Cole, listen, we'll get to a lot of Auburn things as they continue throughout the summer, as SEC Media Days continue to approach us, but today we'll keep it with Rod Bramble. So once again, Cole, we really do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to chat with us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys, and just, you know, you guys there in Auburn, keep doing what you do to support those two children. I know that community is going to rally around them. I can't think of a place that will do it better than Auburn will, and we're already seeing that in certain instances with the GoFundMe and certain things like that. But continue to rally around those two children and bring as much joy to them as we can for the rest of their lives.
Cole, we appreciate the time. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, guys.